This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Spring break may come early at Cal State.
Yeah, Madeline, that's because after nearly 2 years of contract negotiations, professors are threatening an unprecedented strike at the nation's biggest public university system. 24,000 faculty members in the Cal State system are voting now on whether to authorize a walkout. NPR's Elaine Corey reports that professors say, among other things, they can't afford to live in the communities where they teach.
A voting station is set up in the library at this California State University campus near San Francisco.
Here's the ballot. Mark your vote and then fold it in half and deposit it in the ballot box.
Okay.
After 4 days of voting, union officials say the turnout is better than 70%.
Okay, and there it goes.
So I'm Professor Brian McKenzie. I teach entrepreneurship in the College of Business and Economics here at Cal State East Bay.
McKenzie has been here 4 years, and in that time, he's never gotten a raise. Full tenured professors make about $85,000, which sounds like a lot. But even cheap houses cost $500,000. And many faculty members, especially those without tenure, say they can't afford a home. According to an outside audit, Cal State salaries lag behind the pay at similar universities. For all those reasons, McKenzie says he's ready to strike.
We absolutely need a new contract, and we need to get a 25% increase to the members.
The chancellor's office says that's exactly what they've offered you.
You know, I think the chancellor's office should have taken some of our accounting courses because the numbers just don't add up.
After 22 months at the bargaining table, the two sides are at an impasse. Even a state mediator hasn't been able to broker a deal. The university says there is a generous offer on the table, 24.5% over 4 years, guaranteed. But the union isn't buying it, claiming the offer is really more like 14%. Meanwhile, they say, university administrators have gotten hefty raises and other costly perks. Vice Chancellor Sam Strafacci is the chief negotiator for the university. The way he sees it, union leaders are dreaming if they think their demands can be met.
It really boils down to the union's request that our offer, which totals about $350 million or so over the four-year period, be enhanced by another $100 million or so.
And with California facing perennial budget shortfalls, Strafacci says that's not going to happen. The university's funding level is set by an agreement or compact with the governor, and he says they can't spend money they don't have. In fact, Strafacci concedes that a really bad fiscal year could spell doom for at least part of the faculty's promised raises.
There is this one contingency. If our level of funding did not materialize as promised in the compact, let's say the state went into a recession and we got cut by some significant amount of money, well, that would change things and we'd have to reopen bargaining.
Gotcha, says the union. See, the 24% isn't guaranteed after all. And with the cost of living as high as it is in California, faculty members say the university's future is on the line. Again, entrepreneurship professor Brian McKenzie.
The problem is not just our own salaries, but we can't hire new faculty members. And so as our older faculty are retiring, we're running into a really serious problem. Our department tried to make two hires this year, and we haven't been able to attract anyone at the salaries that we're offering.
And the problems here exist throughout the Cal State system's 22 other campuses. Voting for strike authorization wraps up next week. Faculty members have the support of many students who are angry about a 10% hike in tuition. Major labor councils are also on board. If the professors do walk out, it would be a first for California and the biggest faculty job action ever in the nation. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.